Williamson County Commissioner Ron Ellis. Ron, first morning, second. You're traveling this morning in the areas that we've been talking about. A semi rollover reported to us in the 6 o'clock hour, heavily affecting northbound 57. As you go northbound, we see the driver's lane in particular impacted, in particular starting about the Marion Reservoir. You're in the general area. What can you tell me?
You're right. Going northbound is really heavy, and people are getting off at exit 45, where the north of the split of 24 and 57 in droves. So traffic on 148 and 37 going north, too, is going to be heavy also.
All right. I'm looking at the traffic map now, and it is on about three occasions in the driver's line just stopped. You want, if you're in that area and you insist on staying on 57, you want to stay in the passing lane if at all possible. 722. Ron, first off, morning. Second, when I was talking to Brad Cole last week, you were listening along. We were talking about the cure money, but you had brought up first what you're looking at as far as Williamson County revenues, and you're seeing a big hole.
Oh, Tom, we are. We've been meeting, the other two commissioners and I have met a lot with our auditor, the treasurer, and right now, you know, it just amazes me that when all this started, everybody sat down and did projections. And I've heard people on your radio, different officers, officials say that we're doing better than what we anticipated. Well, that's a true statement. And so are we. When we first started, we were looking, best guess, $1.2 to $1.4 million. Worst case scenario is what we were looking at possibly being short. Well, the numbers were 3 months away from the end of our first fiscal, or this fiscal year, ending November 30th. And right now, it looks like we're going to be a little over $1 million. Best guess, $1,060,000 short on our budget.
All right, now,
but that's real money.
Yes. And so that's why the federal government, in their cure program, approved March 27th, gave Williamson County, now their cities and inside Williamson County, they get their own allotment per capita. Williamson County is scheduled to receive $868,541. So that fills a good portion of the hole, but the fact is the money's not been sent out. The money has been restricted since its original intent, and not only time that can be spent, but the items it can be spent on.
Well, what really burns my tail in is when this Cures bill was passed by the federal government, they gave the money directly to big cities and big counties all across the United States. So Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Miami. These cities got the money directly from the federal government. In the state of Illinois, I mentioned Chicago, but there's also some counties, Cook County, Will County, DuPage, Lake, and McHenry counties also got the money because of the population basis that they have directly from the federal government. The rest of us, we haven't got a penny. And Brad Cole was right. We have to think outside the box. And the problem we have is that money went directly to those counties in the city of Chicago, and they could do whatever they wanted to with the money as long as it met the federal guidelines. We do not have that opportunity for the rest of the state. Our esteemed governor has determined on his own, with the help of JCAR, how they're going to make the policy up that we have to abide by. And best guess that we have right now, out of the $868,000, we're going to be very fortunate to come up with $400,000. And one of the main problems with this for us and every other entity in the state of Illinois that's affected by this is you first have to spend the money before you can get any of it. Tom, how absurd is this? When you come in and you have to spend the money, we're already $1 million short. How in the Sam Hill are entities like us and anybody else in the state of Illinois going to be able to spend the money that their capacity if we don't even have it in the first place?
There are two important components here, and one of this is having run for the Williamson County Commissioner's Office. I have a rule of thumb. I want you to tell me if it's accurate. If I got a dollar, 75 cents of every dollar is salaries.
That's really, really close. Well, you're probably just a little bit high. I'd say 70 cents. And right, it's just not salaries. You have to look at the benefits, the health insurance that goes into it, the retirement that we are obligated to have to pay. In Williamson County, We're 88% funded in our pensions. No other entity in the state of Illinois can say that they're 88% funded in their pension.
All right. Now, there's another issue. When I say 70 cents, I'll use that as new, or 7 and 10, we'll call it. All right. So you've got $1 million shortage. That means you've got $700,000 in salary money imperiled, right? That's the way my takeaway is that there's no way you get away say, okay, we'll just kind of take care of it. $700,000 in salary is a severe dent.
It is. And your math is unbelievably accurate on that end of it. And funny, you're one of the first people that's actually talked about it. This is something that we have discussed greatly, because salaries do make up our number one expense. And Tom, what's amazing was this year, the budget that we have, we kept our spending levels at all the departments at the 2018 level. So we already had departments screaming at us because, well, we didn't fund them enough. We didn't give them enough money. You know, our hands, we knew it was going to be a tight year anyway, just because before the COVID hit. And goodness gracious, I'm really glad that we were conservative. But now, how are we going to come up with $1 million? And then I'm going to throw this one at you too, Tom. We're $1 million short right now. I guarantee you our budget next year is going to be lower than it was this year anticipated anyway, because, you know, we've gone back into a warning. We're just a couple of ticks away from the governor coming back and saying, okay, your businesses are going to have to close back again. You're going to have to go backwards. This affects our economy. And
Williamson County, on that warning list, there was a list of 20 counties that were said are now on the warning track, and Williamson County is one of those. I know I've got my list around here somewhere, but it's a long list. Like I said, 20 counties that are involved: Franklin, Jefferson, Union, White, and Williamson County here in Southern Illinois. Now, I know you listen to the show regularly, Ron, and I thank you for that. And the good point is that I don't have to give you the details. Whenever I said I brought this up with Senator Durbin on two occasions, you'll note that he said, yeah, before I got off the governor's office, was actually listening to the interview and called him before he had a chance to call the governor's office on this subject. And the shortest possible terms, Senator talked to me again on Friday, and he says there's the time for excuses is over when it comes to distributing this money.
It absolutely is. And, Tom, I swear to goodness, I think we're being run by Gladys Knight and the Four Pips. Because you look at this, we have 177 representatives and senators in the state of Illinois. And since March, they've worked approximately 2.5 weeks. And then under special session, so they could get more money. And everybody's whining about, we need to be able to meet. We've got to get together. You know, if they really wanted to, they could override the dictator governor, and that's exactly the way he's done it. He's come in and he's done whatever he wants to do unbridled. How in the world can that possibly happen in a democracy?
Ron Ellis, Williamson County Commissioner, joins us this morning. Before I let you go this morning, I want to ask you about something else that was mentioned last week, and I don't know much about it, but you were talking, I was talking to Brad Cole about unfunded mandates. Now, I kind of took that as COVID-19 unfunded mandates. Am I wrong? And what are we talking about? Because you texted me on saying, yeah, this is an issue for us in Williamson County, too. What's the issue?
There's a lot of things, Tom, and that's a whole other show. But with the judicial system that we have unfunded mandates that we have to do. We're supposed to provide services, additional services with the COVID. We have to come in and pay. You come through our administration building and our courthouse building, and there's plexiglass all over the place. And all of this is stuff that we've had to fund. And part of this is part of the $400,000 that we hope to get. We have had to spend money. And thinking outside the box, some of the things we've done real quick, we bought some big screen TVs, wound rollers so we can put them in different rooms so we can do Zoom meetings because you can't meet in person. We're tracking people, their salaries for the COVID mess. And there's different things that you can do. Brad Cole was right. You have to think outside the box. And outside of the box, we're still only able to come up with approximately $400,000. And the sad thing is the rest of that money goes back to the state and they get to spend it how they want to. This is wrong.
duplicitous at its least, I would think. And the reason why is because the money was given under some criteria, the guidelines, by federal guidelines.
Exactly.
And they're being ignored on the state level unless you live in the big city and then it's, you get a pass. I mean, right? You get to do what you want to do in relationship as long as you meet within the guidelines. But everybody else has to play with a different set of rules.
It is. And then look, just last week you saw where the governor come out and use some of the CURES money to help renters. So they can get up to $5,000 because they're not able to work. Unemployment, they've been paying tremendous amounts of unemployment. That was a benefit that came from the federal government. The CURES, the renter allowance for $5,000, that was from the federal government. How come the counties and cities and municipalities can't get the money that was directed to us from the federal government? I don't understand it.
Well, Ron, I know that I'm going to continue and use this as a subject whenever I talk to the senator and other state legislators when I get the chance, and anybody else who will listen, because I see the importance of this and the fact that March, January, February. I mean, you start January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Oh, you start a little 5 months.
Yes. And then, Tom, here's another thing that's amazing to me. It just happens to be an election year. So is the reason that our state legislature as a whole, the 177, we had a budget that was rammed down everyone's throat in May that was terribly unbalanced. And the governor himself said he has to have this fair tax, he calls it, increase to be able to balance the budget. It wasn't going to happen. We were $7 billion short. Best guess that this would bring in $5.4 billion. You're still $1.6 billion short in your spending. How in the world can they do this when we have a state constitution that specifically says how you handle an unbalanced budget? And, Tom, we haven't had a balanced budget in the state of Illinois since 2002.